Hello, guys and girls. Welcome to the podcast. My name is Benny, and this is
Chowder.
And today, we will be taking you on a journey through time and space. The first thing we will be talking about is the age-old question. Is the Chabad Rebbe the Messiah? I have my opinion, and so does Chowder. And today, we will be asking him about his opinion. He's a very learned man, and I value his opinion very dearly. So please, with no introduction, because he really doesn't need one, that's how great he is. Chowder, please start us off.
Okay, so I have my view that the Rebbe is not Mashiach, and that is rooted in Jewish law, which is brought about by the Rambam. And the Rambam is generally the accepted opinion in Chabad, and the Chabad are the ones who hold that the Rebbe is Mashiach. So that in itself, for me, seems like a very clear contradiction, and it just seems like they're trying to find what they want without actually looking in Jewish law for it.
So, would you say that Chabad would hold like the Rambam in most cases?
Yeah, I would, because that's who they generally hold like.
And so, I have a question for you now. Would you say that just because someone or a group holds like one rabbi in one case, they would not be allowed to hold like a different rabbi in a different case?
Well, for sure you're allowed to hold like a different rabbi in a different case, but in this specific case, especially with things like Mashiach or the Beis Hamikdash, we have to hold like the Rambam in this case, because he's the generally accepted opinion on the matter, because he is one of the only sages of his time to actually talk about these laws, because really they weren't really so practical, so most rabbis didn't talk about them, but the Rambam decided, you know what, it's important, we gotta know what we're gonna do in the future. And so he wrote about them, and that's why he's a generally accepted opinion on the matter. So the fact that Chabad decides to contradict not only the one who they usually hold like, but also the generally accepted opinion, not just to them, but for everybody on the matter, that to me seems like a very clear contradiction.
Wow. Said like a professional. You know what? To me, it really doesn't matter who the Messiah is. It matters when the Messiah comes. I honestly really don't care if the Lubavitcher Rebbe is the Messiah or not. All I care about is that the Messiah comes. And I believe that we should stop fighting about who the Messiah is and just unify and bring the Messiah here. Would you agree with that?
I would agree with that. And I think unification is very important for Jews. And I think that's a good place to leave it, because unification is ultimately the most important thing. And well, we'll see you guys back on the next part, where we're going to do fact or fiction.
Fact or fiction. Called fact or fiction, because you don't know if it's fact or if it's fiction. Today I have a few fact or fictions for Chowder. Let's see if he gets them right or not. If he does, he gets a prize. He gets to be my best friend for the day.
Wow, thanks. I thought I was already your best friend. I guess I'm just gonna go kill myself now.
If he gets it wrong, he's not my best friend for the day.
Okay, now I'm for sure killing myself.
First fact or fiction. 40 years after walking on the moon, Buzz Aldrin made a rap song produced by Snoop Dogg called The Rocket Experience. Is that fact or fiction?
Well, I'm assuming since it's very, like, crazy and it's a crazy thing to think, I've got to be wrong on that, so I'm just going to say it's fact.
You think it's fact?
Yeah.
What's your basis behind it?
Well, like I said before, it's pretty crazy, and usually I would say fiction, but usually I'm wrong, so I'm going to go against what I actually think, and I'm going to say fact.
You think it's fact?
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, mommies and tatties. He got it correct!
Yes!
You're almost there to be my best friend.
Nice.
Number two. Bob Marley's dad was white. He was a white English Jamaican Marine. He was actually embarrassed of his biracial background and resented his father so much that it influenced his entire musical career.
I don't know.
What do you think?
I'm gonna say fact on this one, just cause I don't know. I'm not very good with races, so I'm gonna assume fact.
You understand what Bob Marley looks like, right?
Nope.
Okay. Your final answer is fact.
Yeah.
And you bet your life on it.
Well, if I don't get to be your best friend, then yes, I do.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, mommies and tatties. Correct!
Yes!
The next one. Steve Jobs became a vegan because he believed the diet would eliminate cancer. Is that fact or fiction?
Well, as my best friend once said, ducks cause cancer. That's why he stopped duck hunting, so I'm gonna say fact on that one, even though it really, joke was on him, he kind of died of cancer, so whatever. But I'm gonna say fact on that one.
Fact.
Yeah, I'm on the facts train.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, mommies and tatties. Fiction.
No!
Steve Jobs became a vegan because he believed the diet would eliminate the need to bathe. Not cancer, but to bathe.
Well, I'm still proud that I quoted my best friend on that one, that ducks do cause cancer. It's very true, and I can tell you one thing. We don't duck hunt anymore. Also, just a quick story while we're waiting. Another reason why we stopped was, funny story, I shot myself one time. I shot myself in the foot, so, yeah. Okay, I think we're ready for our next one.
Are we ready?
I don't know.
Okay, last one. If you get this, you can be my best friend. If you don't, we'll have to see later on. Mark Wahlberg only served 45 days in jail for an unprovoked racially motivated attack in 1988 that left one of two victims blind. He was initially charged with attempted murder. Is this fact or fiction?
I'm fairly sure that he did spend a little bit of time in jail, so I'm going to say fact on this one.
Final answer. Yes. This is our friendship is betting on this.
Let's hope I get it right.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, mommies and tatties, fact. You went 3 for 4. That's a pretty good job. For everyone who couldn't see, we just fist bumped because he went 3 for 4. I'll give it to him. That was a very good job. We're going to take a little bit of a break. And when we come back, we'll be playing Name That Tune. Chowder, this is the part of the show where we talk about your emotions, your inner emotions, what it's like to be Chowder. I feel like I'm First thing I'm gonna ask you is how you feel on a regular school day. Because I know from personal experience, school can be very, very challenging and very stressful. So how do you deal with the stress and anxiety that school creates?
So that's a bit of a two-parter. So I'm gonna address the first part of it, that on a regular school day, I have to say, sometimes it's depressing. It's very depressing, you know, not always having a teacher, not having the teachers that you would like to have, having the teachers that you would like to have leave the school. It's very hard to deal with. But yeah, on average, I would say that I'm sometimes depressed. Not necessarily to the same extent as on a worse day, but to a lower extent. And now I'm gonna address the second part of the question. How I deal with that, there's really not much I can say, because I don't really deal with it, which is why it's more of a problem. And I do need to work on dealing with it, because I definitely have not, and it has not been a good solution to my problems. So if you guys are listening, don't do what I do.
So what could you suggest as a way to save yourself from such struggles and, in your words, not mine, not do what you do?
I'm not sure. I'm honestly not sure. I could say, find something that makes you happy and stick with it. And find the people who make you happy and stick with them. Because I can say personally that when I do the things that I like, it changes how I feel. And when I'm with the people I like and with the staff members that I like and enjoy being around, it definitely changes my mood.
Who's one of the staff members you really love?
I can definitely say number one, Mr. Brody, because he's very easy to talk to, very fun to be around, and he's all around a good teacher. And yeah, he's definitely one of the best teachers in the school.
I agree with you. I very much agree with you. Moving on, I know that you have struggled with things like anorexia in the past. But how do you get over something like anorexia?
So I think your information is a little off, because like I still do struggle with anorexia. It's not a thing I overcame, so I can't really answer that. But I'm working every day to get over that. It's a mental and physical issue, and I'm working on fixing it with professionals. So just for anybody who's going through anything similar, seek help from professionals, because trust me, it helps.
Also, what do you say to people who are bipolar, like yourself?
Oh my gosh, stop with this nonsense. Kiki doesn't want to talk about it, Chowder doesn't want to talk about it, and I don't want to talk about that. Yes, I don't want to talk about that. Not Chowder. I switched, okay? Deal with it.
Okay, so I guess we're just going to move on now to name that tune. Non c'è nulla, niente nessuno, oltre all'unico, unico Dio. Okay, now moving on, we got name that tune. So the way this works is I'm going to play a song for 5 seconds, maybe less. We'll start with 3, okay? And then you're gonna say the name of the song, all right? Song number one. That's 3 seconds of it.
I don't know, I gotta move to 5.
We gotta go to 5. This is to 5, guys.
I don't know it, I'm sorry, bro.
Okay, we're gonna go to 10. That was 10 seconds. The most we're going to go is 15.
I truly don't know. I'm
okay,
sorry.
We're going to 15.
I honestly don't know.
Last 15 seconds.
Sorry, I don't know it.
It's by God of Oz.
Sorry, I'm not a Oz fan. I don't know. Leaves a flame in
the darkness, in the darkness. The answer is We Are One by God of Oz. Maybe we'll get the next one though, alright?
Maybe. I don't know. I'm not a Oz fan. I'm sorry.
Okay, fine.
Sorry to all of you Oz fans out there.
This is the next song. That's 3 seconds of it. You know what? That was actually correct. I'm very proud of you, my young Padawan.
That one I know well. Ivri Anochi by Benny Friedman.
Correct again.
Schar Mitzvah by Mordechai Shapiro.
That's... You know, guys, that's pretty good. Gotta say, that's pretty good.
Macha Bracha by Shmuel Younger.
Again, that's correct.
Oh, I forgot this is by Yaakov Shweki. Oh. Give me a second. You keep playing, like, I'm just blanking on the name.
Anima, me.
Benny. I was blanking on the name.
Okay, last song. This one is dedicated to our great teacher, Mr. Brody.
That, I think we can leave to Mr. Brody to answer. What is it?
Come on.
Come on, you know it. Okay. Okay. Just to get this over with. Inshallah by Yaakov Shweki.
Alright guys, thanks for listening to our podcast by Benny and
Chowder and Kiki and Pez and Moth and Moshe and Misha and everybody else in the body.
We appreciate you guys, all of you, all six of you. Thank you very much. This episode is dedicated to our teacher, Mr. Brody.